Rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Hello and welcome. I almost feel like we need a content warning at the start of this episode.
Really? What for?
Filth!
Oh, right, yeah. It got a bit carry on at times, I suppose, yeah. But I mean, not always intentionally, I don't think.
I think, you know what, one of the great things about the show is that it just walks that line.
Yeah, that's it. And the listeners just get it.
They just get it. You guys get it.
You're You're on board with what we're saying. You know, it's just within the realms of acceptable family listening, you know.
It's like there's some things on this show today that, see for yourself. Yeah, hear for yourself. Also, we have big-name guest Josh Widdicombe joins us.
Yes, we do.
Ahead of Plymouth's thrilling promotion chase at home to Burton Albion. And we have Jack Grealish.
Yes, he's back by popular demand.
And back Grealish.
He's great to have him back. And we've also got an array of cleaning hacks coming in.
This podcast will change your life. I genuinely think if you implement
real takeaway information that you're going to get from this.
Don't call Tony Robbins about it, but this is like the key to a better life.
Yeah, listen, enjoy, learn.
Brace yourselves, it's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
The start to an amazing weekend of football. Still 3-2 to Palace. Half an hour left to go at Selhurst Park. And it looks like they've been given a penalty. Do we wait? What do we do?
It's a Crystal Palace penalty. Should we stay with this? I mean, there may be... If there's VAR check, it's going to take ages.
I'm just going to paint a picture of what happens in the studio here, because Dyson has the telly behind him. So in order to be able to face the microphone, you're basically like a Jacob Rees-Mogg in the House of Commons, reclining back at an angle.
Reclining, yeah.
So that he can get his chops around the mic, but also look at the video screen.
It's quite a comfortable position. They should do the whole show like this, yeah.
I worry, because of VAR, this may take about half an hour.
Yeah, I don't think he touched him, you know. I think that was a dive.
But, great. Well, here to preview the rest of the games is Matt Dyson.
Yes. The last rock and roll football of April can mean only one thing. We're getting to the business end of the season. They've all just been dossing about and having a laugh until now, but now it's business time. More business-like than Alan Sugar sitting in his boardroom reading the FT and commenting on the FTSE 100 to Claude Littner, who's wearing a pinstripe suit and a bowler hat with the word business sewn into the rim. It's the business end. Strangely, not that busy today, though, in terms of Premier League 3 o'clock kickoffs. Tomorrow at 2, there are loads of big games for some reason, but your traditional Saturday afternoon folk are being neglected this weekend. We do have a resurgent Nottingham Forest in action. And the Tricky Trees may be feeling a bit more confident after climbing out of the relegation zone on Wednesday night with a coupon-busting 3-1 win against high-flying Brighton. Despite having a penalty saved and yet more defenders going off injured, they ended an 11-game winless run on a memorable night under the floodlights of the City Ground. Jonjo Shelvey may be in the squad despite a fallout with manager Steve Cooper earlier this month. Apparently, the Voldemortian midfield maestro kicked off when he was left out of the starting 11 at his old club Liverpool and stormed off. But Steve Cooper says there's no ill feeling between them. Jonjo appears to have beef with quite a few people. He once fell out with John Legend after the award-winning American singer turned down £50,000 to play one song at his wedding. Some things money just can't buy, like a decent taste in music. Forest face another
Bosh,
tough
test. Take that, Legend, if you're listening.
Their atrocious away form this afternoon at Brentford, another team pushing for a European place. The only other top flight game at 3 sees the aforementioned Seagulls continue to lick their wounds after a woodland mauling against a pack of angry wolves as Brighton play a virtually safe Wolverhampton Wanderers. They have scored the penalty. It's 4-2. Crystal Palace. It turns out there was contact in the box.
Seamless.
He says. All of me loves all of rock and roll football. All your curved free kicks and all your edge-of-the-box volleys. All your perfect VAR corrections. Give your goals to me. We'll give air horns to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning.
Oh, Dyson genius! Who was that song by?
That's John Legend.
Mate, come on. It's a big day for Nottingham Forest today, but this week is an even bigger week for Matt Dyson, because you're going somewhere very special, aren't you, Matt?
Oh, I am. On Sunday, I am staying in a hotel right next to Binley Mega Chippy.
Oh, man!
Finally, it's happening.
The whole country is jealous.
I can't believe it's happening. So it's my auntie's having a family get-together. She lives on the outskirts of Coventry. And that there's like a premiere in or a travel lodge, one of those. Me and my
giving away your details
family.
Now.
Yeah, they won't say
they'll all
that.
Be there. Like bees round honey.
Well, apparently there are a lot of people that made a pilgrimage to Binley Mega when it was viral, when it blew up. But of course, you were the first person to ever speak about it on the radio show.
Well, I feel like we were ahead of the curve.
I'd never heard of it until you mentioned it.
I'm obsessed with it, and I've never been. Still never been.
Well,
but you get to go. So
I can't wait.
Have you thought about what you're going to eat there?
I was thinking, probably batter, sausage, and chips.
Yes!
Yes,
maybe
gravy or curry sauce as the sauce, I think.
Curry sauce.
Yeah, probably.
It's got to be,
probably
it?
Most likely. Possibly mushy peas. Depends what sort of mood I'm in. But
well, that's the great thing about the Binley Mega Chippy is that
well,
it can cater for your every
offer,
whim
it?
As
there's
long as it's deep
so
fried.
So much on offer. It's the Mega Chippy. I can't wait to be there.
And what's the get-together in aid of? Just
oh, it's just we haven't
vibes.
Seen it. It's me and my cousins and we're all getting together. We haven't got together for a long time, so it's nice.
Do you get on?
Yes, it is just vibes. We all get on very well.
Okay, it's not going to descend into
but,
a food
I mean,
fight.
The family WhatsApp group has been lit with chat about the Mega Chippy. Actually, the younger side of the group, the older boomers, don't know anything about the Mega Chippy, so I can introduce them to the delights of it. We might go on a big family outing and all
there are two chip shops we talk about on the show. One is the Binley Mega Chippy, the other one is the Blue Lagoon in Glasgow, people will know. If you're on the west coast of Scotland, you'll know it's got about 10 chippies, Glasgow in the west. I went to one last Sunday.
You went to a Blue Lagoon?
I went to a Blue Lagoon. Oh. And the great thing is the batter is so fresh. The chips are so fresh. The batter is really well distributed across the sausage. And as listeners in Scotland will know, you get double at Scottish chip shops.
Oh, yes.
So if you say I want sausage and chips, you get two battered sausage and chips.
Oh, yes, right. Are they stuck together? I vaguely remember. Did you get them as a pair?
What, like webbed feet?
Yeah, almost. Do they come like that or are they two separate ones?
Two separate ones,
yeah. Okay.
I mean, if it's stuck together, I guess it's like a sort of toad in the hole, then,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, I mean, I suppose it is quite similar to toad in the hole, isn't it?
But deep fried. I mean, it was so good, and I got it right at the end of my trip, and all weekend I was like, I need to go to the Blue Lagoon.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like 10:30 on the Sunday night, I finally found one.
Oh,
went
yes.
in. What a happy boy. You know what? I mean, I don't think enough radio shows say this. Chips are great.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
We have a man on the ground, but not in a literal sense, just in a sort of figurative way. Plymouth Argyle could get promoted today, and joining us now is Plymouth super fan and Spice Boy, Josh Whittaker. Josh, firstly, what are you wearing?
Well, I'm not wearing a shirt because I don't really agree with wearing a shirt to the match. I think it's a bit naff.
What, he's topless,
so he's
like a Newcastle fan?
He's got topless. Wow, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, I'm wearing a normal outfit, but my T-shirt is green as a kind of nod to it.
Hint of colour.
Nice.
Yes, good. Tasteful.
Smart move. Yeah, so you can get into the pubs afterwards.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? I'm on a promise to go to the celebration drinks if there are but that's a worry, isn't it? I don't want that hanging over me.
So, and what's the director's box like at Plymouth?
Never been there, mate.
You're kidding me.
What a day.
Oh, my God. I mean, like, all your boyhood dreams could be coming true.
Well, not all of them. involving kind of famous women that aren't going to come through.
You never know.
Man, if Pamela Anderson turns up at this game, mate.
Exactly the kind of reference I'd expect.
I tried to go 90s for you. I heard it was your thing.
Yeah, no, of course. But yeah. Let's hope Louise Nerding is there.
Oh, wow. The classy touch of Whittaker. So, what are the chances that you're going to win today? Are you the favourites?
Yeah, well, they've got nothing to play for. They're 16th, but... So, I almost swore then.
You did? What's going on?
I heard Dyson intake some breath. I saw his radio career crumbling.
Topless and swearing. I did not see Josh Whittaker's career going this way.
Yeah. Everything says we should win, which is the worst situation.
Yeah.
I've only got to two games this season, which was the 4-0 defeat at Wembley.
Of course.
On the final. And then our home form is imperious, and I managed to go to us losing 2-0 at home to Lincoln, who are also mid-table. So it's worrying times that I've turned up, really.
Matt, so and what's your approach to drink today? You're gonna not drink before the game, or have you already had a couple?
I'm not drinking at the moment. So,
oh, great!
So I'm going to experience it for what it is.
a terrible game of football. Third division, awful football.
Oh, dear.
Third division. That's a...
The old third division.
Yeah, I suppose it is the old third division, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, mate, League One, yeah.
Yeah, kid yourself if you like. It makes it sound better, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, mate, give me some respect.
The whole country would love to see Plymouth in the Championship.
Are you still sponsored by Ginsters? Will there be loads of free pasties?
We're not sponsored by Ginsters this season, but we're sponsored by a charity this season.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, it's not all about free pasties, Matt.
That was a conversation ender. Josh, we're all wishing you well, mate. And, we may see you in the Championship next year.
Yeah, well, I hope we don't, obviously. I'm very excited about the thought of going to Goodison Park.
Oh, yes. I want that to happen, too. I want you to be at Goodison.
Thank you for your continued support for the Mighty Greens. And I'll send you a text I'll send you a text on my thoughts at half-time.
Nice one. Green Army!
Don't. That's
offensive.
That's borderline racist. Matt, and you.
Rock and roll football. In the World Snooker Final semi-final, C leads Brussel 14 frames to 11 in that first to 17 game.
Snooker's exciting again.
I've really got into it this time.
I've not watched any of it, but it seems like these two are very entertaining.
I watch it in the evenings. I get on the settee with my favourite blanket.
Oh,
cup of green tea.
Oh, lovely stuff.
I just sit there and just...
It's such an 80s childhood thing for me.
And it hasn't changed.
I'm in granddad's house, just sitting there watching it. And you're right, it all looks exactly the same, doesn't it?
Beautiful sport to watch. Reese from South Wales. I saw a pond here on there, isn't it? I was up all the valleys. Okay. He says, I lived in Scotland for the past 15 years. I ate Scottish chip shop etiquette. If you just wanted one bad sausage, you need to ask for a single sausage and then you get two. If you want one sausage and chips, ask for a sausage supper. You get two sausages and chips. It's hard to get a sausage that isn't bad. Don't even get me started on the pies and the inability to get a Savoy. Double everything sounds great, but everything also costs more. Well, Reese, firstly, I apologise.
That's a valid point, actually. Yeah, it makes a good point.
No, it's not.
So, if you have to say a single sausage if you only want one.
Yeah.
I mean, surely that should be the basic.
You get given two, you can have one just then, and you can save the other one for the morning. Leave it on the bedside table. Mm. The moment you wake up, pop it in your gob.
In the Championship, Hull beating Swansea 1-0, Coventry scoring an early goal against Birmingham as well.
Producer Liam
Midlands derby,
making hand signals in here. That
he is outrageous.
I mean, if you're a bus driver, you'd get fired for doing that. But it's allowed in a radio studio because this is an audio medium, and rightly so. Now, we were supporting Tamworth. We are supporting Tamworth in the Glory Hunters. They have won their league. They were meant to be playing. They won the Northern League. They were meant to be playing the winners of the Southern League and affected a community shield, charity shield game. Mm. But the game has been postponed or cancelled or whatever.
Yeah.
So, obviously, Dyson thought he'd got away with not doing any facts today.
Yeah.
Guess again.
What?
I'm sure you've got them at your fingertips.
Riff on Tamworth. Just
you should have already... The thing is...
I had already done some research.
Yeah, you should have done the homework. Okay.
Well, I have done research. Wait a second,
what are you doing?
Notes on my phone. Wait,
that's Uber Eats.
No. Oh, no, it is. Yeah, I've accidentally ordered. No.
Battered sausage.
Tamworth. It began as a Saxon settlement in
Staffordshire. How have you done that so quick?
He has done his homework.
It
was the Tamworth, or the enclosure by the River Tame. You see, that's how it got its name, which is interesting, isn't it? One of the most popular questions on Google is Tamworth a nice place? And the answer is, I'm not making this up, Tamworth is the most dangerous major town in Staffordshire. Unbelievable. The 27th most dangerous overall out of Staffordshire's 201 towns, villages and cities. Despite this, compared to the whole of England, Wales and Northern Ireland, Tamworth is among the top five safest major towns. So there's a lot to unpack.
How is
there.
This? This is
It's very dangerous in Tamworth, but compared to the rest of the country, it's a lovely place.
In Staffordshire?
yeah, in Staffordshire. Yeah.
So, in staff's terms, it's terrible.
Yes.
Nationally, quite good.
Really nice. So that's unusual, isn't
it? Well, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. And there was one famous person that I noted was from Tamworth, grew up in Tamworth, Robert Peel. founder of the police force.
Well, of course, of course. The famous Tamworth Manifesto. I thought you were going to go there.
Oh, no, tell me more.
A-level history is crucial. It's a crucial moment in the history of the Tory party, is the Tamworth Manifesto.
Right, OK. Oh, I only know him for setting up the police force, but he lived in Tamworth. He lived, right, at this big old stately home.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Like, literally?
Yeah. And he was like, I live in this big stately home, yeah? And that stately home went on, yeah, to be Drayton Manor Park and Zoo.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, my word. Robert Peel invented the police.
Manor. Yeah.
And the theme park.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
How's that for a fact about Tamworth?
If he invented the battered sausage, it's the full house. Now, David Beckham apparently argues with his wife, Victoria, about a cleaning ritual at home. Before he goes to bed, he has to clean all the candles. He snips the wax, and he also wipes the smoke from around the rim. That's something I do. Now, another thing that I don't know if he does this, it's called wick maintenance.
Oh,
so the reason why the candles are getting smoke, you know, if you've got a Yankee candle.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
And it starts to kind of cone, and, you know, each time it doesn't burn right to the edge.
So the wax doesn't burn evenly.
Yeah, and then what you get, you basically get a sort of cavern, with, and the wick can't light properly.
Yes, I do know what you mean.
What you have to do is continually trim the wick.
Right.
And that is good wick health.
Is it?
And that allows a better burn, absolutely.
Wow, I didn't know you knew so much about wick health.
I'm a big fan of scented candles.
Yeah, I thought when I read that article, it was like long candles on candlesticks, but they were obviously scented ones.
Like Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, yeah, that sort of old, like old Victorian-style candles. You'd think he'd have lighting in his house.
Well, if Beckham was looking after his wick, he wouldn't get the smoke around the rim.
So it could save him a job.
Absolutely.
Hope he's listening, yeah. Yeah,
keep your wick nice and clean, keep it short, and that's how you do
that's
it.
That's all you need to do, keep your wick clean. Right?
So do you... Careful now. Do you... I don't think we should talk about Beckham's wick. Do you have any bizarre cleaning rituals?
I actually did one this morning. It's a new thing I've started doing where I
brushing
clean...
your teeth.
it hurt.
You've got lovely teeth.
It didn't hurt. I brush my teeth every day, twice a day.
Seems like it has struck a nerve. Possibly in your teeth.
Yeah, possibly.
In your rotting mouth.
My thing is with our kitchen floor, which it's a laminate floor, and I've got trying to find new ways of cleaning it because it's quite an annoying floor to clean.
It's a big one to lick, isn't it?
So my new thing is I clean it, I scrub it with a brush and some hot soapy water, but then afterwards, but the thing I do, which is like, I get a tea towel, a sort of damp tea towel, I put it in the microwave for a minute and a half, so it's a hot, steamy tea towel, and then I use it like a steam cleaner on the floor and get on my hands and knees and rub the steamy towel into the floor, so it's like a steam cleaner.
Okay, that is a great idea, and that's great for the floor, but your poor old microwave...
Mm.
It's microwaving water. Filth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hadn't thought. No, I rinse it out. I rinse it out, clean it, pop it back in the microwave.
The steam is going to make the paint peel in the microwave. You're going to get a rusty microwave.
Really? Oh, no, you're such an expert on all these
things.
That's
why you're meant to cover your food when you microwave it.
Really? I did not know that.
There will be people up and down the country throwing stuff at their radio because of what you've done to their microwave.
I've seen rusty microwaves. I know what you mean, that peeling paint thing.
It's a nightmare. It sets in and it's dead because it's the steam. You're basically killing your microwave.
Because I liked it, because it's like, you know, at the end of an Indian meal and you get those hot towels. It sort of reminds me of them. And I just find it quite nice to use hot toweling.
But you know what, the crucial thing about
the
them,
microwave.
They come in the packet.
Yes.
Because they don't want to ruin...
microwave in the packet.
Exactly.
Now.
So all you got to do is stick that in a bit of Tupperware or a microwavable bowl, cover it,
okay.
And then you can
I can carry on doing
Absolutely.
It. Great. Oh, wow.
I feel like we've covered all of life
You're
there.
Like that Mrs. Hinch. You've got so many great pieces of advice.
Does she eat battered sausages?
I don't think
she loves
so.
A battered
that's
sausage.
That's where the comparisons end.
I have a couple. I wouldn't say it was bizarre. I have an order in which I would... My favourite... Okay, I have two favourite chores.
Right.
Ironing and the washing up.
Oh,
and I actually always prefer to wash up rather than stick it in the dishwasher.
Really?
Despite my eczema-ridden hands, I love...
Do you wear rubber gloves? Do you wear
that's even worse because then it sweats and it rots. Get into my zombie flesh. But there is a clear order for me
yeah.
Of glassware first.
Okay, yes. Because the water's cleanest then, isn't it? It's exactly. Not got bits in it. Yeah.
Do your pint glasses and your glasses first, and then you store them all up at the front of the thing.
Oh, but your drainage system looks nice, doesn't it?
Well, it can get a bit messy. but producer Liam seems to have misconstrued that as some sort of filth. Yeah, but your drainage system looks nice. I've never seen Liam blush before. Is that a rude phrase?
I don't think it wasn't meant to be. I'm just picturing your kitchen, your drainer. It sounds like you've got it all laid out very well.
Yeah, it is all laid out very well. And then I would do maybe chopping boards next.
Yes, you need to be hot, because they are germ-ridden chopping boards, aren't they?
Really? Yeah.
Got crevices in there that germs.
I mean, you ever fully get a wooden chopping board clean? It's a big discussion.
Yeah,
I'm not sure there's enough time
left. Every time you go back, it still smells of onion from last time, doesn't it? What's going on?
I know, but you kind of like it.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, old onion.
Comforting old onion smell.
And then with ironing... anything that's public facing, the front, iron that inside out. Anything with branding or crests, inside out. Try and avoid those as well, of course.
Clever.
You will compromise that. I mean, don't put anything you care about. Never put it in a tumble dryer, by the way.
No, never.
Kiss goodbye to colours.
Never put it on over 40 as well, surely. It's got to be 40 maximum for anything you like. Surely.
Unless you're doing your cotton whites and you're using a bit of some of those bleach things. My word.
Yeah.
Bring them out good as new.
Yeah, well, this is unexpected.
I mean, another tip is just buy Marks and Spencer's. I mean, they really do last. I've just got a whole load of tips.
But Marks and Spencer's shirts.
Inside out. Do the public-facing bits last.
Can't you get, like, non-iron ones from Marks and Spencer's? Do they work?
Right,
You've got no time for
that. You've got a lot to learn. Non-iron.
Yeah.
It should not be printed on anything.
Oh.
There's no such thing as non-iron. Everything really could do with a little touch of the iron, I think.
Really, yeah.
Actually, the only thing non-iron, I'd say a football shirt. They'd even say non-iron on
them. Yes, well, yeah, they shouldn't be, should they?
No.
But I never iron. I'm going to shock you here. I never iron.
It's 2023, mate. Come on.
Seriously.
Pull your weight.
I don't need to. I've got to a place in life where I just don't need to iron. I hang things.
Hastings.
I hang things on a heated area and they are crease-free.
Everything. Okay, if you were going to dinner, if you were going to the Arias...
No, obviously.
Okay.
It's a shirt I'll iron on a special occasion. You sound like you're ironing every day. I get it out about twice a year.
You get it out about twice a year. Oh, producer Liam's gone again. I get it out about twice a year. You know what? I bought a Shark... Hoover because of you, vacuum cleaner.
How's it worked out?
Incredible. We've gone cordless now. Yeah, really, we're on a second Shark.
Incredible suction power, isn't it? I've gone back to a Henry.
Oh.
Old school.
What?
You're
the one who taught me into getting a Shark.
Yeah, and it was great for a while, but I've just gone back to the old school, you know, the original and still the best. The Henry.
Why have you gone back to Henry? Because it's got a face on it.
Yeah, it's a toy for the kids. It entertains them, so yeah. No, we just... I think equal on suction.
Really?
And the bag changing is a bit of a pain, but I wouldn't say a bad word about the Shark.
Leroy's cousin's been in touch. He says, I've got a battered sausage story for you. 7 years ago at the Seafood Battered Sausage Toss Championship, Leroy managed to throw a battered sausage 130 feet. That's just 7 feet off the world record. Unfortunately, he was disqualified because the sausage he threw had more than the maximum allowed meat content of 56%.
Only 56% meat. Oh, yeah.
Well, but that would help it with range, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah, because all the...
Yes!
All the
Wow!
Yes! I can't believe it.
Forrest have scored away at Brentford. Come on! Brentford.
We are reborn.
And Plymouth have just scored.
Unbelievable. Danilo has scored again.
He scored again!
He scored a lovely goal. Such a
mega goal against Brighton. He could have had a couple against...
Finish.
My word.
Amazing. Wow. That is huge.
We can still qualify for Europe. Heather in Glasgow says, my cleaning hack, a toasted sandwich maker, keep it warm and use a damp cloth so the cheesy bits just slide off.
Oh, that's good.
She says it's also the same for a barbecue. Use half a lemon to run over the grill while warm and
keep
it smells
it
great
warm.
Too.
That's the key, isn't it? It's good, yeah.
You know what I like with a sandwich maker is just to pick it off and eat it.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm tempted to do.
Cheesy, basically bogies,
yes,
but they're fine.
Yeah.
I would never eat my own or anyone else's.
Yeah.
I don't get that, by the way. What's the matter with
people? I mean, yeah, so I'm always tempted to let the cheese go hard, so I wouldn't want to let it cool down.
Okay.
But you cannot.
How often do you let it go hard? Twice a year?
You can't immerse the Breville in water, can you? So it's quite a tricky clean.
Never
so that
put.
Is helpful
yes.
From
very good
very
point.
Helpful.
Fern in Blackpool.
Mm-hmm.
says a 2p coin to clean limescale off taps. But how do you... What, you don't rub it on it?
I'm going to rub the 2p coin.
Well, you put the 2p in some warm water or something, then use that to...
I presume that. She doesn't give us much.
Let us know, Fern. Yeah. We would like to know.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not sure what you'd do with that. Yes, I'd just use a sieve.
Yeah. Jiff. Jiff, as we used to say. You can't say Jiff anymore.
Days, yeah.
No, the woke karate got hold of it. Someone says, swap fabric softener for white vinegar. The vinegar neutralises all the chemicals in the detergent, leaving them suitable for allergy / eczema sufferers. I feel seen. Then he says, they smell lime fresh, not like a chippy.
Right.
Never mind.
It doesn't smell like vinegar. Yeah.
I'd want it to smell like a chippy.
Oh, you're right, you want it, yeah.
I mean, that's why I've shied away. Often, certain gentlemen will know this, if you use deodorant and you wear a suit and you sweat, i.e. me on stage, you'll often get rings.
White marks. Most deodorants eliminate that nowadays, don't they?
Nadies. I've tried getting off with vinegar. It just doesn't work. Right. And then you just smell like a chip shop. And then when you sweat, you've got that hot vinegar.
Vinegar pits.
Yeah, the vinegar pits.
Oh, no, that's not good.
You know what I think with all these texts? I couldn't imagine Beckham looking after the candles. I can't imagine him doing any of these.
No, I can't. Here's one, though, a tweet from Megan Kate, who says she's got this sort of routine she does whenever she cleans her room. When she's finished dusting, right, top to bottom, she opens all the windows and then sprays Febreze around like it's fairy dust.
That's great.
It just feels so right. Wow, I love that.
I can imagine Beckham
doing
that.
So she's sort of like skipping around, dancing through the spray of Febreze.
Yeah, I look after the candles because that's for Victoria, but for myself and she's out, I open all the windows and I spray Febreze like it's fairy dust. You know, Sir Alex didn't like it, but I love it.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
Now, we've got a few regular listeners that have become part of the furniture.
Yes.
None more so than... Well, there's a few of them. Disaster Daz is someone we've spoken to on the show before. Every week he would get in touch, usually having injured himself in a very, very serious way. We've not heard from him.
No.
For a while.
He was always texting us from A&E. He'd been in the garden and...
Totally genuine.
Injured himself with a sore or something like that. But we hadn't heard from, I was getting a bit worried about him, actually, because he gets so much stuff.
I'm being told we've had a text from him, so hopefully he's all right.
Well, should we read the text? Do you want to know how he is? How he's getting
on? I'm desperate to know.
It's Disaster Daz. He says, I'm still alive, but only just.
Oh, God.
What's he done now?
Oh, no.
What's Daz done now? He says, extending my bar in the garden. This is what probably the root cause of all his problems, the bar in the garden. He's extending it, and he's nearly fallen off the roof.
My God.
Lol.
Family must be worried sick. Why is he extending the bar?
Daz.
How's he not got enough bar in his garden?
Just stay inside, Daz. Stay inside. Stay safe.
He's got planning permission for it. Building a Wetherspoons at the bottom of his garden.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football. The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
See who we can summon today. Then lots of people getting in touch asking for Jack Grealish after his appearance last time we did the show together. It was quite an amazing moment. Duncan would like Jack's thoughts on HMV reopening their flagship store on Oxford Street that was in the news this week. Is Jack Grealish out there? Oh, here he is.
Yeah, I am, yeah. What's it about,
HMV.
What's HMV?
It was a record shop that's now...
What's records?
Closed it, now it's back in business.
What is it like?
People buying physical music.
Like Guinness Records?
No, music records, Jack.
What, like on your phone and that?
No, like physical vinyl. People are buying cassettes again now. Remember them?
Vine what? What's that?
Records.
I listen to music on my phone and like a Bluetooth speaker. What is it like? People would go there and buy music.
Yeah. And it's sort of come back.
Yeah, I'm into that, man. I like that. Like, you just go in and like pay for it and get it in a bag or something. Yeah, because on your phone, you just. Like, I listen to playlists on, like, you know, I can't remember what it's called, like, go on, what?
Spotify.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah, not Apple and that. Yeah, obviously, yeah. I've got the Absolute Radio Player.
Oh, you've got premium. Absolute Radio premium, yeah. Subscriber.
Premium, yeah, subscriber, yeah.
It's a bargain, isn't it? Ad-free.
You get, yeah, it ad-free, yeah.
$3.99 a month. Yeah, it's, yeah, well worth signing up.
Yeah, because I don't mind adverts, me, but I prefer not having them. Yeah. Like, I'm happy either way, but I think it's a bargain, $3.99. But yeah, HMV. I remember granddad telling me about like CDs and that. I was just like I didn't get it because it's just like, but it's in your phone. So like, how do you get it out your phone? Like, do they print it off on a big, like, what is it, like a car wheel or something? I was just like, people say it sounds better, but I'm like, I've got Beats, mate. You can't get better than that. But my granddad didn't want to listen. What's he into? Like the Beatles and that. I thought they were in six, you know, until about 2 years ago. But Carl Walker, he told me they were from Liverpool. I was like, I'm definitely not listening to them then. But he said it's all right. So I'm like, but I don't think it's like Dua Lipa or nothing. But it's okay. Like, I am into old music. Like, I know I pretend to be stupid, but I'm into like really old stuff like Dr. Dre. So I'm like, I said to my granddad, like, hip hop, that's like old people's music. I prefer like new stuff, but like, I just like music in general, you know, because like, if you're feeling bad, it makes you feel better. And some days, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, on a Sunday, sometimes I like to feel mellow. Like, if I'm, like, I don't want to feel sad because then I'll cry, and like, crying, I'm not sad. Like, it's good to cry if you are sad, but like, you don't want to make yourself cry for no reason, because then you're just on the the sofa or the city? I never know what to call it, but then you just end up confused and you're like, oh no, I'm crying, but I don't know why. And then I'm like, I should be happy. I play for City. Like, we might win four trophies or three or whatever. But then I listen to like a quiet, like, what's the name? Tracy Chapman, and that chills me out. Yeah.
Fast car, yeah.
Yeah, fast car, yeah. Because I've got a fast car, and like, I listen to it in that, and I'm like mind blown. Because I'm like, I'm listening to Fast Car in a fast car, but it's a slow song. So I'm like, maybe we won't do the treble, we'll just do the double then.
Rock and roll football. Podcast done.
Well, do you now feel more enlightened? Implement those changes.
Yeah, you can. You can actually. We're changing lives. That's what we're doing here.
Let's turn cleaning into a superpower.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't like it when people say, oh, that's my superpower.
No,
I say,
it's
well,
annoying,
none of us have superpowers.
Yeah.
Don't say that. You sound daft.
Yeah, it's not a superpower.
No, you're just good at it. Fine.
Mm, yeah.
But you can't see through walls, can you?
No. Why did that suddenly become a thing that everyone says?
Because people want to feel good about themselves, and I totally understand that. But
this you is... want them to feel bad about themselves. Exactly. Yeah.
I want to feel good about yourself. Just into this podcast.
Yes, exactly. That's what we need to do.
Banging on about having
rate
superpowers.
And review. Write us a review on iTunes.
R&R.
Where you get your podcasts from. Yeah.
Rock
share
and roll.
The word.
Rate
spread
and review.
It.
Mm. It all makes sense. So yes, 5-star exactly. Written review, please. And well, enjoy. That it turns out you do get summer in Britain sometimes.
Yes, enjoy it.
Enjoy the heat. Enjoy the bank holiday. Have a great barbecue.
Oh, yes. Nice.
I guess some of you will be having one.
Yeah. We'll
maybe see. You're listening to this at a boring barbecue. Maybe you've just got one earphone in, you know. This lot of doing my head in. I like the meat. Don't like the chat. I listen to the boys.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's the way to deal with the bank holiday weekend.
If you have done that, do tweet us at R&R Football. Even if you haven't, just say, that was a good idea.
Mm. Okay, yeah, do. Get in touch. Don't be a stranger.
Bye.